I want to begin this afternoon by wishing all of our mothers a very happy and blessed Mother's Day. It's very important that we take time today in prayer to commend our mothers, both living and deceased, to Almighty God, and to remember them in our hearts and in our prayers, wherever they may be. I want to spend some time this afternoon with you about this reading you just heard proclaimed from the Gospel. The readings tie together three very important themes that are absolutely essential to our lives as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. The themes are the love of God, keeping his commandments, and friendship with Jesus. So it's the love of God, keeping God's commandments, and friendship with our blessed Lord. In the Gospel, Jesus presents the idea of loving the Father within the framework of keeping his commandments. Thus, there is a direct relationship between keeping the commandments and loving him. If you love God, you will keep his commandments. It sounds so simple, yet it's not for most of us. But we consider for a moment that God gave us commandments because we need boundaries, parameters, and dictates for right living. For example, left to our own devices, it's not natural for us to love our enemies or to bless those who persecute us. By ourselves, absent of God's commandments, we would not necessarily love one another or feed the poor, as we are more likely to become selfish and self-absorbed. God's commandments steer us in the direction of heaven. And without these commandments, I think we could say, we would so easily give in to our more base tendencies and predilections without any sense of conscientious right living. The commandments are necessary for us to live as God desires. That's why he gave them to us. Now, our Lord takes this idea a step further. He presents for us a very unique kind of friendship with him. He says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." Now, to be sure, this is a very unique kind of friendship. It's not a condition of friendship that I could hope to successfully place upon any of my colleagues or peers or friends. I could imagine telling Father DiMartino, "Father DiMartino, you are my friend if you do what I command you." Could you imagine a husband telling his wife that? "You are my friend if you do what I command you." Try as we might, it just doesn't work. So clearly, the friendship that our Lord says is or speaks of is very, very unique. But here is the startling inference to this statement: "You are my friends if you do what I command you." We can infer this further: if you don't keep the commandments, you're not a friend of God. So it is true that we are his friends if we keep his commandments. However, we could also say, if we do not keep his commandments, we are not his friends. In order to be God's friend and remain in his love, we must love him by keeping those commands, the terms that he sets. So, it's very easy to deduce from the gospel passage today one simple thought. There is an intrinsic connection between our friendship with Jesus and showing our love for him by keeping the Father's commands. This connection of themes, loving God, keeping his commandments, and friendship with Jesus, is a very effective response to a very common claim you may hear made today. Maybe you've made it in your own life at a certain point. Here's the claim: "I'm spiritual, but not religious." I'm sure lots of you have heard of that before. "I'm spiritual, but not religious." So you ask someone, "Do you go to church?" "No." "Oh, you don't believe in God?" "Oh, no, I believe in God. I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious." You might ask yourself, why do people say that? Well, I've been observing this for a number of years, and here are some conclusions I think I can draw. Religion implies rules. They imply commandments. None of us like rules. And we especially do not like rules if they demand high sacrifice or at the very least are inconvenient. And yet, Jesus says that obeying the Father's commandments is what is necessary in order to love God and have friendship with Him. So the person who claims to be spiritual but not religious attempts in part or in whole to eliminate religious practice, the rules. They can excise those out of their lives and claim some self-produced spirituality. What they don't realize is that by not keeping His commandments, for example, such as coming to church on Sundays, they remove themselves de facto from friendship with the Lord. What they don't even realize is that you really can't have an authentic spiritual life without orthodox religion. The word religion comes from the Latin word religare. It means to bind oneself, in this case, to God. So if you remove yourself from religion, you are essentially and inevitably cutting yourself off from Him. Even on a basic level, as we know, one of the Lord's commands, as I mentioned, is to keep holy the Sabbath. And not coming to Mass on Sundays, the way we Catholics keep the Sabbath, is an offense against that commandment. You see, those who do not keep the commandments, and therefore do not love God, cannot claim friendship with Him as much as they may try. Of course, it begs a certain question, if you're thinking about this clearly. If union with God is ostensibly the goal of that so-called spiritual but not religious person, how does that person expect to become one with the very God whose commands they reject? It seems to be an exercise in futility, but many people have ascribed to it. So, the person who claims to be spiritual but not religious means that they claim to love God without keeping His commandments. They claim to have some love for God, but on their own terms. And we know that these self-produced terms almost always eliminate the keeping of the very commandments Jesus says are necessary in order to be His friend. Again, if you don't keep His commandments, you cannot say that you love God, at least not according to Jesus. And thus, you are no friend of the Lord. So the spirituality of a person who rejects religion places themselves at the center of their spirituality, not Jesus. In the world of a spiritual person who is not religious, they are not bound to God. Rather, they are bound to their own existence where they are the God of their own lives. And sadly, I can report that this is futile and banal. And I can speak from personal experience. I actually tried it in college to remove myself from religion and to pursue some bogus spirituality. Somehow I could make it up on my own, picking and choosing what I liked when it was convenient, but never obeying, never adhering to the very person I was actually asking to save me. How could that possibly work? I can also attest that when I finally came around by God's grace and His mercy to respond to the Lord's invitation to friendship on His terms, I had to keep His commandments. There was no other way I could do that, and anything short of that would put me out of friendship with the Lord. To close, perhaps we can think of these things in relation to our civil celebration of Mother's Day. Thanks to our mothers, most of us learned this basic relationship between keeping God's commandments, loving Him, and being His friend. A mother is the first reality of any child. A child does not know the world around him or her except through the experience of that child's mother. And as the first reality of any child, we all owe a debt of gratitude to our mothers for teaching us how to love in general and to love God in particular. We pray that our mothers, our first and often best teachers in the ways of the Lord by keeping His commands, be rewarded now and in eternity for the sacrifices that they have made and continue to make so that we might know the Father and remain in Him. O Mary, conceived without sin.